Εν λευκό 87,7. Η συνέντευξη που μας έδωσαν οι Hooverphonic τη Δευτέρα 27 Ιουνίου, λίγο πριν τη live εμφάνισή τους στη σκηνή του Release Athens 2022.
We are from an Enlefko radio station. We're an eclectic radio station.
Okay, we're an eclectic band.
Yeah, eclectic band. We love your music.
Already we got a match.
I
mean,
I love your music, and I have a compilation as a DJ using one of your first songs, "To Wiki."
Ah, yeah,
to
of
Wiki
course, yeah.
is
yeah.
one of my favorite ones.
Yeah,
forever.
Also one of ours. It's a very important song for us.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's like "To Wiki."
One of
like
the most important ones, in a way. You know.
Yeah, it just got our, it started our career, you know. It got us like, it really launched our career like a rocket.
Yeah.
And we come from a very small town in Belgium, so I still remember it like, you know, taking off, and it was amazing, you know. It was amazing.
Do you miss those days when, the beginning days, the way that you were working back then and the way that you work now?
I try in life not to miss things too much, actually, you know, like, it was great, but also, you know, like, to be honest, those days were crazy, you know, like, we were on the road all the time, we were like, you know, like, 8 months on the road, back home for a while. I wouldn't like to do that anymore, you know, we're older, and we have families, we have, you know, like a different kind of life now. So for us, you know, like, every phase is just great, you know, because to be honest, you know, now we can say that we have these classics and evergreens, and you can only know that by being like in a band for 27 years. Otherwise, you don't know if you have like an evergreen or a classic. But you, of course, talking about your wiki is fantastic, you know. Seeing that Mad About You has like more than 1 million plays on Spotify every month still, you know, it's like just fantastic. It's amazing, you know. Imagine 1 million people listening to your song every month, you know, like put 1 million people here on it's like massive. And of course, you know, we're like an indie band, so we're not Stromae or, you know, like overnight, but we never wanted to be. It was like, you know, we started as an alternative indie band, and suddenly we had like a major success with Mad About You, and but we always kept on making music we want to make, you know, and we always stayed successful. And I think one of the biggest differences between being 27 or like now almost 50 is that when you're 27, you want to become world famous, you know. When you're like me now, 49, you're happy that you're not world famous, because being world famous actually is like being locked up in a golden cage.
Yeah, it comes with a price, yeah. Always.
It's like, you know, like 2 weeks ago we played in Istanbul for 4,500 people, and we still can go out at night to Taksim, yeah. And, you know, have a great night in a club. And people don't annoy us, people don't, you know, like, I think, you know, in the end our career is best of both worlds, you know. We have a fan base everywhere, we can play in so many cities all over the world and have full clubs, and at the same time, you know, still enjoy life, you know, like. So I think that's the biggest difference between being 27 and 49, is like that, you know. At this, like you saying, like, would you like to go back? No, I think life is going forward.
Yeah.
So thinking too much about how it was is not making you happy. So yeah. We're still making records. We're still doing that because we love doing that. We're still on the roads because we love doing that. But we also have the advantage to not kind of overplay. There's a lot of bands, you know, like in the beginning you play and you play and you do one festival after the other, and at some point you're getting into a routine that becomes actually like, yeah, like too much of a routine. And we play a lot, but not that much. So for us it's really great. We're on the road, but we with every gig we still feel like it's special and it's different and it's like, you know, and I think that is also great, because music, you know, in the end we're part of the music business, whatever, you know, like, but we don't like the business part too much, you know, like where they push people to kind of be like monkeys in a circus, you know, like we do whatever we want. And that's also, you know, we were always signed to Belgian major label, and that gave us a lot of freedom. We had never a kind of A&R guy telling us what to do. We had never somebody, and that's actually, you know, like that's also a difference. When we were 27, we wanted to sign to Sony UK, but we didn't. And actually, now we're glad we didn't. Yeah. Actually, and at that point, we were maybe a bit disappointed. But you know what happens? You go to Sony UK, you would sell like what 100,000 copies back in the days, and they would say, "Oh, it's a flop. We drop you." You know. Yeah. We sold 250,000 copies of that first record the first year worldwide, and Belgium was like, they were like, whoa!
Yes, we never sold that many records.
And so, and on the Magnificent Three, we sold 400,000, and they were like, great, you know, like, so for us, actually, all the things we actually decided to do is like, we're always quite good, actually, in the end, and gave us a lot of artistic freedom. And I guess in the end, that's, you know, that made us, of course, also the most eclectic band in the world.
Yeah, you have it's your like, own bass, and that's nice. You can work how fast you want, or
it's like you know, and you know, like, and even now at the moment we're in between deals, and we're even asking ourselves, do we still need a major record company? We don't know yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Do you need a major label?
We're actually asking ourselves. You know, we have like more than 3 million plays on Spotify every month. We have like 500,000 on Apple Music. We have like fans coming to our gigs. You know, I don't know anymore. We're living in change. Times changed quite fast. And
yeah, how does it feel now that you can track your figures in Spotify? And
well, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, because it kind of gives everything is kind of, you can see everything very clearly, which is sometimes quite daunting, actually. It's like, you know, because you can also compare, oh, that band has so many, and we only have that, and you should always think like, no, we have that, oh, great, you know, like, it's like what I said, it's like, so, but on the other hand, it's great, because you can really see where you're popular.
Yeah.
You can see where your songs get played, you can see, so it really gives you quite a good idea of how popular you are in some places, and that is then good to kind of know where you need to play live, you know. So I think like everything in life has its advantages and disadvantages, you know. The business changed. I think it's mainly for smaller countries, smaller markets like Belgian market or the Greek market or whatever. Streaming services were not invented for that, you know. I think that is a problem. We're lucky that we got launched at the right time in the 90s, so we have a fan base. But I think coming from a small market nowadays, trying to kind of like, you know, get big is not easy. But it happens, you know. It happens, like mainly in dance music and French. Like in Belgium, it's mainly French and dance, like Angèle and Stromae. They do great, you know. They actually do better than every Belgian band ever. But you know, like, it's very dangerous to always talk about quantity, isn't it? Because quantity and quality are not always the same.
Quantity sometimes gets to an end with quality.
You know, like, I listen to a lot of bands that I love, and they don't have a lot of plays, you know. But they're great bands, and they actually should deserve more.
Yes.
More, you know, like, so. To be honest, like, I almost only listen to that kind of bands, you know? Like, I only listen to bands that are really unknown. Like, Fubits is a Belgian band. It's a girl, she made two albums, they're fantastic records, and they do nothing, you know? Like, and then sometimes you listen to a record that is, like, going completely ballistic, and you think, like, what's the fuss, you know? Like, what is this now all about, you know? So yeah, it's kind of, I think that is the negative side of streaming services. Everything is like put in figures, you know, like, so but also like imagine like small bands, a Greek band or a Belgian band back in the days when they were popular, and they were only popular in their own market, they would sell maybe like 20,000 CDs, you know. That would make them definitely some money. Mm-hmm. And that would give them money to make your next record. nowadays that is like not the case anymore. When I get like young bands in my studio, you know, I try to charge not too much, but even if I go way under my price, I'm still too expensive for them to ever recoup, you know. So yeah, it's like it's in smaller markets it's not easy. On the other hand, hey, times are changing, you know. And there's one thing, I don't believe in God, but I believe in one thing: you cannot win when you fight technology, you know. It's like, so let's embrace technology, I always say, like, because there's not a way back, you know.
Except if you cut off the electricity, so technology.
Yeah. Then your vinyl connection will be, but no, that still needs electricity, yeah. Or you need like an old kind of like, but you know, like, yeah, I think we should be always like be critical and think like, you know. But on the other hand, we should try not to think too much and just enjoy playing music, you know. And I think in the end, that's what it's all about, you know. Like, we would still, even if, you know, we would still keep on playing, even if it would be for half the audience, then we would still play, you know, because we love being on stage and we love playing.
How does it feel to play in a country with such high temperatures? On a city like Athens?
Well, to be honest, you know, we played in festivals in Belgium where it was actually sometimes as hot as here. I still remember we played Werchter one, you know, with the Depeche Mode, and it was like 35 degrees, and it was very humid, you know, like there was no air. And we're always wearing suits, you know. Mm. And that day, you know, I had like this bet with Raymond, said like, I'm gonna keep on my jacket. And I have to say, I lost the bet.
The sun won.
That's my biggest question ever.
So we didn't bring our jackets. No, we just have the slacks and the shoes.
We're gonna be in suit tonight.
Are you working on a new album?
Yeah,
or something?
Yeah, we're working on a new record. And yeah, we're actually like, yeah, it's kind of like getting there. It's almost kind of there. Still writing, already producing, already like arranging. Like, there's a lot of songs already, but I still think there's missing like one song or something. So I keep on writing. Although I wrote like 50 songs last year, I think, but during COVID, I had plenty of time. But it's getting there. But like I said, we're in between deals, so we first have to decide if you want to stay with a major record company or not, you know.
Okay. I've read in an interview of yours that routine kills creativity.
Yeah.
So that means that you don't live in a routine way right now.
Well,
so many songs, really.
Yeah, no, I try to always change the way I write. So sometimes I would use a sample, or sometimes I would use piano, sometimes I would use guitar, sometimes I just wake up with a song in my head. Like, I try to kind of change that. I try to write with a lot of people, other songwriters as well. That's also kind of like, you know, getting you from getting in a routine. Although this time around, I wrote a lot of the songs quite actually on my own, and actually was good as well, you know. It was like, so, but it's true, you know, you have to always be careful with routine. Also with set lists, we try to change from time to time the set list, you know, like just to make sure that it stays exciting and
fresh.
And fresh, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.